Merry Christmas. Luke, chapter 2, verses 9 to 14. Let us turn to a book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 9 to 14. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you, he is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you, you will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. This is already a year-end time for this year. Today is the last Sunday in 2016 and also this is a Christmas day. To everyone that worships at this Christmas service, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that the grace and mercy of God be with you all. Christmas is a day that Jesus Christ came to give peace, love and the good news of salvation. At the moment, our people are put in a very chaotic situation. 2,000 years ago, the time that Christ came, that was also a chaotic time. Christ came to give three kinds of gifts to the humankind in this kind of world and that day is a Christmas day. More than anything else, Christmas is a day that Christ came to give us the light. In today's passage, in verse 9, it says, "An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." It says, the glory of the Lord shone around them on the day that Jesus came. Right now, the world is pitch dark. Economically, politically and socially, there is nowhere that is not dark. Especially, the hearts of the people got so dark, it would not be able to be described in words. The Lord came to this world, as the light to shine upon the darkness. The thing that will win against the darkness is the light only. Only the light can push the darkness away. Satan is the spirit of darkness. Satan makes its nest in a place where it is dark and it works in darkness. So the Lord came as the light to push the darkness in this world. On the day the Lord came, the glory of the Lord shone around them. Therefore, living with the Lord in our hearts, serving the Lord is living among the light. Today, the birth of the Lord will push all the darkness away from this world and I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that the bright light of hope will shine upon you all. Also, the Christmas is the day that Christ came to give us peace. Verse 14 says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." On the day that the Lord came to this land, it has been said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." In your hearts, in your family, in our country and moreover in this world village, I hope the peace will be filled everywhere. In a world like this, I think the thing that is needed the most is peace. Whatever news we get to hear these days are about dark and depressing news. We live in a world where it is hard to hear about peaceful news about the future, politically, economically and socially. Humankind needs at least three kinds of peace. First of all, peace needs to be in the heart. Peace of mind is the source of happiness. If you have things to worry about and you have no peace in your heart, then that life would not be a happy life. Through this Christmas time, I hope you will be able to open your hearts toward God, and I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that the peace that was once lost will be fully filled in your hearts. Also, peace needs to be in families. A family is the first community that God made for the humankind. There needs to be laughter, joy and peace in families. I heard that the crisis of the 21st century is a collapse of families. Through this Christmas, in your family, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that the peace of the Lord will be with you all. Also, the nation needs to have peace. Right now, everywhere in this nation, we have lost peace. The highest leader of this nation was blinded, was made deaf and like Samson was, she lost an ability to distinguish the good and bad. 1 million people who protested against the leader indicate that this is a voice of history, voice of conscience and voice of people. She must listen to this voice. Also, the ins and outs of political parties, they seem they are not interested in taking care of its people. They are interested in gaining the political power and they are interested in gaining their benefits, and winning the political battle. A relationship between North and South Korea is in the worst condition. We never know when the nuclear bomb will be launched towards us. Our defense system, our safety are at risk. Japan is craftily developing their military power continuously, and China is putting pressure on us on THAAD issue. It is also putting pressure on our economy saying that they are going to limit the Korean influence on China. The world at large is nervous about the IS outbreak, which could happen at any time anywhere. Inside and outside, our nation is in a crisis situation. In a time like this, the thing that we need the most is peace. This is a time that peace is needed more than any other time. But, it would not be possible with our strength only. We cannot get peace with our own efforts as well. 107 UN countries are brainstorming and trying to make peace, but they are not really making the true peace at the moment. It is because the true peace is in the Lord. Christmas is the day that the Lord came to this land to give us peace. So the angel said, "On the day the Lord came, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." I bless you all in the name of Jesus that on this Christmas, we will be able to pray for peace to be upon all of us, in your hearts, in your families, in our people and in our nation. Also, Christmas is a day that Christ came to give us love. This is what happened on the 9/11 in the U.S. A lot of lives were sacrificed. Rescuers were doing their best to save one more life, and they saw a cut hand of a woman. That hand was holding on to something tightly. There were so many dead corpses, so they were going to ignore it, but they got curious. What was so precious so this hand could not let go of this? Rescuers released her fingers and in her palm, there was a hand of a child. A hand of a mother could not let go of this hand of her child, even though she was dying. Till the very end, she could not let go of her child's hand. This is love. If we love, love shows. Love shows in our faces, in our facial expressions, and love shows in our actions. So it has been said that God is love. Love of God is so great that He loved us and He even gave His Son to us by letting Him die on the cross for us. Christmas is a day that the love of God was shown through Jesus. Jesus came to this land to give us the love of God. We need to share this love. Where the Lord is, hatred turns to love. Misfortune turns to happiness. Where the Lord is, the answer is seen among problems. We get to find ways while wandering around. The Lord becomes our way of life, peace and the answer. But, the people try to find ways by going to the shamans, fortune tellers and palm readers. They ask them about their destinies, answers for life. But there's no way an answer there. So people say that this is a destiny. People just think that they were bound to be like that, and destined to be like that. But, in the Bible, there is no mention about destiny nor fate. It is because faith changes the destiny. It is because Jesus becomes the way and the answer of life. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, through this Christmas time, if you have darkness in your hearts, I hope this will be pushed away from you all, and I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that the light of life will shine upon you all. Also, if you have worries and anxiety in your hearts, I hope these will turn to peace and you will be able to enjoy peace that the Lord gives on this Christmas. Also, I pray that the sounds of bell ringing, of love of the Lord, will be heard everywhere on this land. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that we will be able to share the love of the Lord with those around us. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.